You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. So welcome back to episode 21. And today we're talking about how to make healthy your habit. I couldn't help myself. It's a 21st episode, 21 days of doing the daily podcast together and sipping on life. I couldn't help but talk about habits today. And especially this habit, how to make healthy your habit, because I really believe that if you master the art and the habit of sipping on life daily, you are creating such an incredible strategy for health and true wealth from within, living the life that you love and loving the life that you're living. So we think that it takes 21 days to create a habit when the truth is the University College London has said it actually takes about 66 days based on their research. And they've even said 18 to 254 days. So we've got some work to do here as we're laying the groundwork for creating an incredible healthy habit here, but also this habit of sipping on life. But today we're going to just say, what if it only took 21 days? Okay. Well, actually, I created a program years ago. I think I started the program probably in about 2004. I think I started writing my second book, which was actually my first published book, called Dr. Shannon Knows the 12 Steps of Wealthy People. That's W-E-L-L-T-H-Y, How to Make Healthier Habit. It's a 12-week program. So I was saying, hey, give yourself 12 weeks and you've got an incredible habit. So whether it's 18 days, 21, 66, 90, or 254, it's your life, my dear. And I really believe that habits begin the moment you make a decision. You know, if you really want a habit, it's a mindset, and more importantly, it's a heart set. And it's a heart set decision. And you get your heart set on something and you begin to actually practice it each and every day, no different than the habit of breathing. All of a sudden your life can transform even in that moment of decision. You know, I tell people all the time that change takes time, but transformation happens the moment we make a decision. And I believe a true habit happens the moment you get your heart set on it and you make a decision that today's the day I'm going to start. And then each day you start and continue that process of building on the previous day, building on a foundation that creates not only health, but wealth, W-E-L-L-T-H, and creates a life that you love. Not only that you love, but that you are going to love living and live in your loving. Are you getting excited about that? I'm like totally excited about it. So I want to take you back a little bit for today's sacred soul story and talk about when I first created this book. I actually got invited to a program to go hear a woman speak that I was told would be a great inspirational story. It's a great story. You got to hear it. I was like, I'm all about a great story. Let's go. So we walk into this event. It's packed. There's a young lady on stage. And the first thing she said was, my drug problem started when I was a little girl. She said, from the time I was a little, every time I had a sniffle, sneeze, cough, whatever, anytime I felt uncomfortable, my parents were giving me drugs to take my pains away. And she said that proceeded. You know, as she got into her teenage years, she started to experience some emotional pain. She was so used to going, always going to a drug to take away her pain and to numb her feelings that she continued that whole process. Well, by the time she got into college, she had a raging drug addiction. And it was this 12-step program that they were talking about that night that actually changed her life and very likely saved her life, helped her overcome her drug addiction, and she was so excited to tell everyone about it. So as I asked around and asked a little bit more, you know, questions, asked a lot more questions about what was going on, what was this 12-step program, I found out that I was at a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Now, I'd never been. I didn't have any drug addiction in my family or anything, but I was so intrigued by this 12-step program and this young lady's story, I wanted to know more. So as I asked questions, I said, you know, one of the big questions I asked was like, hey, how can I get involved with this? How can I learn more about the 12 steps? Can I come back to your meetings? And they're like, well, unless you have a drug or alcohol problem, you know, you really can't come to the meetings. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, okay, so these 12 steps sound like they would be good for anybody to use in their life. They're like, yeah. And I said, well, is there a 12-step program for healthy people to keep them that way? Their answer was no. I don't think so, you know? So I actually went on a quest. I was on a mission to find out, is there a program out there for healthy people to keep them that way? And I didn't find anything. So I decided, I was like, okay, the world needs this. I'm going to create it. So I began to write my book. And I think I began to write it, and it was like about 2004. So I began to write this book, 12 Steps, and it was called Dr. Shannon Knows the 12 Steps of Wealthy People, Wellthy, How to Make Healthy Your Habit, okay? So that's what we're going to talk about today, how to make healthy your habit. And I'm going to give you the first three steps, because if you can get these down, man, you will be unstoppable. And as I said, sipping on life, if you begin the process of sipping on life, you are creating health. And if you're really creating health and the habit of being healthy, sipping on life is part of that. So the first step is actually called expose yourself. First chapter in my book, expose yourself. If you're not willing to actually get naked and unafraid, is what I call it, and truly expose your heart and soul, the depth of who you are, the good, the bad, the ugly, the dark places within yourself that you have wanted to run from, or push down, or avoid, or medicate, or numb, or sedate, whatever you'd call that. But basically, you got to be willing to expose yourself and really awaken the truth about what is going on inside of you. Oftentimes we have feelings, and what we do is we go, they're uncomfortable, and we back away, or we run from them, or we try to avoid them, when instead we need to press in. We need to lean into how we feel. And as I've said for so many years, you got to feel it to heal it. I mean, it's the bottom line. You got to feel it to heal it. And you got to be willing to say, like, this sucks. I don't like this. This is what's happening. This hurts. This whatever. And talk about it. So being willing to expose yourself and get very, very honest is the key. Not only to creating a healthy habit or the habit of being healthy, but any habit, anything that's vital to your life or not. You got to be willing to get honest about it. You know what I mean? You really need to get honest about it. And what do I mean by that? Like, if there's something going on in your life that's destructive, a habit, an addiction, that's not serving you well, not serving the greater good, it's not what you really desire, you have to be willing to call it out. You have to be willing to turn the lights on and say, this is what is happening here. And be willing to expose it naked, unashamed, unafraid. Expose your fear. And actually, when I say unafraid, it doesn't mean that you are without fear. It means that you're willing to say, you know what? I see fear. I feel fear, but let's talk about it. So you put a light on it, and all of a sudden you've exposed yourself. So that's step number one. Step number two is locate yourself. Oh my goodness, my dear, you have to locate yourself. If you don't locate yourself and know exactly where you are, okay, first of all, you can't get to where you're going. You know, hop in your car right now. Try to hook it up to GPS. If they don't know the coordinates of where you are, you're not getting anywhere. You know, Siri's going to ask you, where are you? Or they're going to locate you first before you can get somewhere. I remember this happened to me, and I wrote about it in the book, actually. I was down in Houston, and I called this place, and I was like, hey, I was visiting family, so I wasn't familiar with Houston. They said, hey, where are you? Because they're going to give me directions to this place I was going. I was like, I don't really know where I am. Well, I can't really tell you how to get here unless you tell me where you are. Okay, so no different in life. If you don't know where you are, you can't get to where you say you're going. Okay, so it was interesting because I wrote the book. When I first wrote the book, I started with locate yourself because I was like, that's the primary thing. You have to know where you are and be willing to say it is what it is. Like, this is what it is. Let's talk about it. This is where I am. Identify it. But then I'm like, wait a minute. If we don't expose ourselves first and get honest, there's no way to truly locate ourselves. So I actually ended up switching those two around to putting expose yourself first, because you got to be willing to say, naked, here I am. You know, this is it. This is what you see is what you get. And then be willing to tell the truth and be able to see then, okay, now I can honestly locate myself and say, this is where I am. Got it? Then step three. Huge. And this is such a huge part of sipping on life. Know yourself. My dear, do you know yourself? No matter what age you are, right now, where you are, do you know yourself? Do you feel without a doubt like you know yourself better than anyone else knows you? You know, often we look to know, you know, everything about everyone else. We spend time to discover, you know, things about other people, especially those we love. But oftentimes we neglect that time and that energy and that attention that's required for us to really know, to know about ourselves, to know how we feel, to know how we think, to know what we desire. It is vital. How well do you know yourself? So if you want to create a habit of being healthy, you want to create anything great in your life, you got to know you. Because if you don't know you, how are you going to know what you like? How are you going to know what you dislike? You know, oftentimes we don't know ourselves because we've gotten so in the habit of medicating our feelings or avoiding our feelings or pushing our feelings away and running from our feelings. Our feelings, I will tell you, honey, your feeling about you and about your life is one of the greatest avenues into knowing yourself. But a lot of times we don't take that street. We don't take that road because it feels uncomfortable. On the other side of your discomfort is an incredible discovery. I'm going to say that again. On the other side of your discomfort is an incredible discovery, and the discovery is you. When you can begin to know yourself, know what you believe, know what you desire, know what you trust, asking yourself, hey, am I trustworthy? Because if you don't even know yourself, how can you truly trust yourself? And I believe one of the reasons why, you know, so many of us have dealt with trust issues, or maybe you're currently dealing with a trust issue, it's because you continue to trust the wrong people, maybe, but it's because you haven't learned to even trust yourself. And you can't trust someone you don't know. You think about that. You're going to know somebody well. Those are the people that you're going to trust, right? So if you're not one of those people, then how can you even trust anyone if you don't trust yourself? I learned that early on. Man, trust in yourself is such a vital component to not only living the life that you love, but this thing called living a healthy life and creating a habit of being healthy, where you're addicted to this thing called life and caring for you, because you know yourself so well. You know what it is that you desire. You know what you need, and you know how to take care of yourself. So number one, expose yourself. Number two, locate yourself. And number three, know yourself. That's a lifelong journey. So how awesome to have this be one of our steps of a habit that's going to last a lifetime, called making your habit, right? If you want a habit in your life, make healthy your habit. Why not? Make wealthy your habit and begin to invest and build on that. You know, it's just like compounding interest. You begin to invest and you build on it. The ROI? Your return on investment is huge. So I hope you got something from this today. I was so excited to share this with you today because I'm very passionate about this thing, how to make healthier habit. Because truly, your health is one of the greatest assets that you have. And it's asking for your attention. It's asking for your attention. It's asking for your love and your care. So again, I hope you got something from today. Today's sacred soul step: grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. Sit down and write down one goal that you would have for your health. Get it off the should list. Get it off the shelf. Get it off the back burner. Write down one goal that you have for your health. Whatever that goal is, expose it. Be willing to see, this is what I desire. Number two, locate yourself and say, where am I right now in comparison or relative to that which I desire? And then number three, ask yourself what you know about that to be true for you. Why is that a big deal? Why is that your goal? But that one thing, write it down, identify it, expose it, locate yourself in relation to it, and know something about you because of it. And then take a step in that direction, my dear. It will change your life. Yes, it may take more than 21 days, but like I said, the moment that you make a decision, There's transformation. And I believe that you begin the process right here and right now of creating a habit that will last a lifetime. I look forward to seeing you guys again tomorrow. I thank you for being here. And come on over to womensippingonlife.com. Come on over if you haven't gotten Date Yourself Well yet, the book, for free. You can do that. Come over to the website. All you pay for is shipping. I'd be happy to send that out to you. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.